All right, polka time there. One called the Pilsen Polka, and that's one of those old rarities I was talking about. I think Al Grebnik, I may have heard on an Al Grebnik album, but otherwise I've never heard any other band record that. So, like I said, one of those little gems, one of those little surprises from Leroy that is kind of neat, because I always like hearing, and not to criticize other bands, but so many albums I hear are just the same songs recycled over and over and over again. There's no originality put in to an album, and that's always been my thought, is if you're gonna do an album, do something different, because that's your one shot to do it. Who knows if you're never gonna make another one. At least go out and try to do some different things that people will recognize, and people will, you'll get their attention. If you just hear Ayah Sam again and At the Brook or whatever, it's just the same thing over and over again. So Leroy always had a good knack for that. Let's go back and look at what we heard. We heard Forsaken Memories Waltz, the Hussar, the Cavalry Soldier Polka, Grinders, the Nimalem Polka, Circling Pigeons Waltz, nice little version there with the clarinets, the Divorced Polka, another one of those little gems that probably came straight up from Adolf Pavlos 78, the Mockingbird Waltz, the Wayside Waltz, and like I said, the Pilsen Polka. So there's that little set, and before we get into the next little set, which will be our next to last set, I want to talk a little bit about Leroy being a band's best friend. And by that I mean, as I mentioned earlier, Leroy did several radio shows or several different stations. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. At the time of his death, he was on in LaGrange, of course. That was his home base. Brenham, Kennedy Carnes City, El Campo, Cameron, and Gonzales, I think. I think that would be the six stations. So pretty well spread out over the entire central South Texas area. And like I mentioned, he did each show individually. Each show was different than the others. And one of the great things about playing in a band down here is you could always count on Leroy's support. It didn't matter whether you were the Vrajals or whether you were somebody like us who were, in my opinion, still relative newcomers, and a lot of people still don't know who we are or are not that familiar with us, but it didn't matter to Leroy. He gave every band the same respect. He would play everybody's music. If you had a new album out, he would play it. If you had any kind of event, a dance, a picnic going on in the area, he would always announce it. He was so good about that. And like I said, each show was different. So if you were down in Gonzales, you know, Leroy would mention the events that were going down, down around there. And so you would get a good idea of what's going on in that general area. If you were up here in Taylor, I listened to the Cameron station, he would mention all the events that were going on around this area and, play the different bands from this area. But he always never hesitated to promote a band and promote an event to try to help, get people out, because he recognized that, that's the only way you're going to keep this music alive is to get people out in the public to come to these dances to support the bands. That's one of the reasons he retired his band. I don't know if he would ever admit it, but the crowds were declining and it was just getting harder and harder to perform. And I think that's one of the reasons that he decided to retire. I've heard that a lot of it had to do with he was just tired of... I'm sorry, I had to stop there for a minute. A lot of it was he was tired of trying to find musicians. He was just... A lot of his musicians were playing in other bands, and he just couldn't find a steady band. But, regardless, he recognized that, you got to get the crowds out. And so he was going to do everything in his power to promote that for any band he could. And, always appreciate, and respect him for that. He also would do anything else to help a band out. When we first started, probably the first Czech Melody Masters dance, which really wasn't, we were still the Dance Hall Boys, but basically at that point, that one day, we changed over before we even knew it. Leroy helped us out. He sat in with us. We didn't have an accordion player. We didn't know what we were going to do. We called Leroy the night before, and the next day he was there to play with us. And then a couple of months later, when we actually became the Czech Melody Masters, the first dance we played down in Martinez Hall outside San Antonio, Leroy played with us, because we still, at that point, didn't know what the heck we were going to do, because we didn't have an accordion player, a piano player, or anything. Leroy helped us out, and I know he helped out lots of bands, Central Texas Sound, and I'm, you know, just too many to name, but he still enjoyed playing. Just because he retired his band didn't mean he gave up music. He would still help a band out. He used to play, he would go play at the nursing home all the time there in LaGrange. So, always willing to help a fellow musician out. So, that's another reason just to respect the man and remember him for all the great things he did. So, having said that, we're going to get back into the music now. And start things off a little polka time. Here's a little concession to some of the changing styles at the time. A little guitar polka thrown in here that was probably recorded, I would think, in the late 60s. Kind of has a Buck Owens feel to it. So here we go. Here's polka time, one called The Country Boy.
Thank you. se mamila loučili, oli sme plakali. Nekve nam srdički podvaži, mi sme je zbirali. Škoda je mamila na jej, škoda je mladi le. Co sme si jeden krat slíbili, to se ne navrati.
eyes fill the world with mine. Tell me you always will love me. Never again we shall part. Thinking of you, my darling, each night after day after night. Leroy.
A thousand miles there, a thousand more. Across the water, across the shore. I'll say a prayer, dear, for you and mine. Please think of me there, each night at nine. There goes the bugle, out goes the lights. But she is lonely here. These army knives, you tell the kiddies I'm doing fine. They think of me there each night at night. Larry! Shore. I'll say a prayer, dear, for you and mine. They think of me there each night at nine. There goes the bugle, out goes the lights. But she is lonely here these army nights. You tell the kitty I'm doing fine. Sem šel do Prahy na hra, na hra. Řekl mi koníček vála, vála. Ty by mu býval dal oves, oves. Mohl jsem jeď koníčka podnes, podnes. A ta naša mladá holka dal lopatu, lopatu. Vykopala rozmarinu velikou, velikou. A ta naša mladá holka do lopatu, lopatu. Vykopala rozmarinu velikou, velikou.
ad essem shel dopra hinahara nahara dekol mi koniček vala vala ribin mu biva dal oves oves mog se mi je konička podnes podnes akta naša mada holka da lopatu lopatu Veiko pallaras madin nu veliko, veliko Atanasham nada holka de loppatu, loppatu Veiko pallaras madin nu veliko, veliko Everybody happy!
Oh, yeah, you can sit back down now. I know you were up there doing the garden waltz, so there we have the garden dance there from Leroy. One of the rare recordings I've ever heard that actually has vocals to that, and I've been trying to track those things down forever, because we do the garden dance, and all we do is alternate between, you know, trumpets and piano, and that gets a little old, but I'd love to have the vocals to that. If anybody out there has the words, send them to me. I'd appreciate it. But there you have it, the garden dance, garden waltz. Let's see how we started that set out with the country boy. Then we had Leroy's waltz, which we recorded one time. We called it Ringing Bells, which I think is the actual title. But Leroy, I like to do things his own way, so he called it the Leroy's waltz. Teardrops waltz, the dance hall polka, Charms of Your Beautiful Dark Eyes, which is from the last tribute show, you know, was his wife Doris's favorite song, and had to throw that in there. The Lover's Polka, Flying Martin Waltz, Each Night at Nine, and like I said, we wrapped that up there with the Garden Waltz. So that's that little set, and we're almost through with the show. Got one more little set here, but I did want to just talk just a minute about Leroy the man, Leroy the person. One of the things that really struck me at the funeral, and one of the things you don't think about. Everybody's wrapped up in their own lives, and you got your own family, and you see somebody who, you know, just in general, a celebrity or whatever, somebody that's in the public eye. You see them for what they are. You see Leroy as a band leader, because that's the only context you would see him in, but. I was really struck at the funeral. We did the same thing at my brother's funeral. They had big, huge styrofoam placards set up on easels on one side of the church in the back. And they were just covered with pictures. And one whole section was just Leroy with his band, his different bands, or with his uncle and this Bryanic accordion band. One whole set was Leroy with his wife Doris and his kids, and then another set was nothing but Leroy with his grandkids, and that really kind of hit home with me and just made me really think that as much as interactions you may have with a person, you really don't know them that well, and it was really neat to look at these pictures of Leroy holding, you know, a grandchild in the hospital right after it was born, or to see Leroy out at a lake with his kids in the 70s or something like that, or just Leroy with his wife all dressed up like they were going to go to a wedding or something. It was just really touching and just, you know, kind of gave me another side to Leroy that I didn't really, not that I didn't know about, but I hadn't really thought about. And to hear the stories of the eulogy that he, you know, enjoyed, never missing an Astros game, which is, hey, that's another reason right there to like the man, because I'm a huge Astros fan, but, or that he loved to to sit down and play dominoes. You know, it's just really cool things. You know, you, especially Leroy played so much that, that, you know, you kind of have that image in your head of that's all he did. You know, he was recording radio shows basically 5 days a week, and then he was going and playing with his band. You know, that doesn't leave much time for anything else, but obviously it did from the stories and from the pictures. And so that was just really cool. And it really meant a lot to me to actually kind of see that and give me something to think about outside of just Leroy the band leader. So that was cool. And I don't know why I'm just... That's just my own personal recollection. I don't know if it has anything to do with anything, but just something to think about. So anyway, there we have it. A look at the life and the legacy of Leroy Motoka. He will definitely be missed. Luckily, I think just about all the radio stations that Leroy had polka shows on are continuing with polka shows with different disc jockeys, so that's really cool. I hope Leroy's family is doing fine. I'm sure they are. It was kind of an unexpected passing, but there's good, strong Czech people, so I know they'll be fine. That's going to do it. That's going to do it for the show. I got a few more tunes I'm going to play here to take us out. If you get a chance to come see the band in the next month or so, come check us out. Check out our schedule. We're going to be up in Crockett, up in East Texas for any of you up that way. And then we got a few private engagements around the area, and then we'll be down in Elgin at the end of the month of October. And then over in Bill Mraz, we just added that date in Houston. So any of you out there in Houston, they're listening, bring your friends, because it's going to be a solo dance, just us, first Sunday in November, and it's a big deal. I mean, we got to get some people out there. I don't know if Bill Mraz is going to continue having dances, so I mean, it's really important to show these halls that you want to hear that music, because if you guys don't come out, the halls figure what's the point, and then before long, there ain't going to be no more Czech dances. I hate to tell you. I mean, you know, playing in a band, you see it all the time, and it's, you know, like I said, I think it's one of the reasons Leroy quit, actually, is because he saw what was coming, and he thought it was more convenient just to not play anymore. So, anyway, we're going to end on a high note with some great Leroy music. What are we going to hear? We're going to hear Musicians Come Out and Play, then the Black Gypsy Waltz, Under the Bridge Polka, What Can Happen, and then wrap it up with my favorite Leroy song, The Hills of Shiner, the Texas Special. So that's it. Everybody take care. Be safe wherever you're going. Hook 'em horns. And we will see you back here next month. Bye-bye.
what you say is I'll leave on. Por otro yema es que modre ochi cambiais veces suena.
skakade av dem efter skoje. Tam pivo varhlo, pre pivečko ho, raš fener skakara, te mjestečko je, tam pivo var, dobre pivečko. So ste se lacito, Peđe la liže, te pivo varne, otporovali co ste se la cito, steđe la liže, te pivečko ne pili. Pijem pivo radi, protože jsme kamarádi. Pijem, pijem pivečko po spolu. Pijem, pijem pivo radi, protože jsme kamarádi. Pijem, pijem pivečko po spolu. Ane, 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 budem se ženíti. Radši za děvčat nechodíti. Ane, 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 budem se ženíti. Hráči za děvčaty chodíči.